Good morning, everybody. How are you guys doing this morning? Good. Did you enjoy our little at the movies game? Yeah. Yeah. Let's give it up for Mike doing the game for us. So today, we're going to continue on in our series at the movies, and we're going to go to a really fun movie together. How many of you guys have seen We Bought a Zoo? Some of you guys? Okay, not everybody. Not everybody, that's good, because it's going to, I really think you're going to love this movie, as I've watched it a couple times now. There's just so many cool things inside this movie. But to give you just a kind of an idea of what this movie's all about, there's this family, and the father in the family, his name is Ben, and sadly, Ben has recently lost his wife. He has two little kids, Dylan, and I can't remember the girl's name, And they lost their mom. So the family is kind of going through a lot. Like, a lot of really hard things are happening. Dylan ends up getting kicked out of school because of just being terrible. He was at a lot of bad attitudes, and the principal kicks him out. Ben quits his job. He realizes that his family just needs to start over. So they start looking for a house in a different school district. And the house that they decide to find, they drive in and they look at their house and they're like, man, I love this house. This is such a great house. And then the more and more they fall in love with the house, the realtor is actually trying to talk them out of it because he hasn't told them that if you buy this house, it actually comes with a zoo. So the whole beginning part, he's like trying to talk them out of it. And the guy's like, no, we're gonna live in this house. And that becomes his new job and their new place to live. It's really, really an exciting movie. So part of the movie that we're going to focus on today, Dylan, he has befriended this girl named Lily. And Lily really, really, really likes Dylan. I mean, remember, I don't know if I mentioned this, but they moved out into the country to a zoo. So there aren't a lot of kids around. This is like the first boy that Lily has seen in a long time. So Lily is like, this is my man. And she does not want to lose Dylan. And she overhears a conversation where her parent is talking with Ben, the now owner, and Dylan's dad. And she overhears that they're probably going to have to leave, that they don't have any more money and that they're going to have to go. And Dylan is super excited about this. And he is all excited, and Lily is broken. She doesn't understand why he is so happy about this, why he's so overjoyed. And she really gets hurt. Her feelings are smashed, just smashed. And in this scene, Dylan, he realizes that he has blown it with Lily. And really, he has actually blown it with his dad, too. They've had some terrible fights, and he is not happy to be living in a zoo. He wishes that his friends would come visit him, and they haven't. And so he's really down and out. He's really bummed out. And this is the moment where he goes and he talks to his dad, and a lot of really cool things happen. I love what he says, the advice that he gives. Says, sometimes all you need is 20 seconds of insane courage, and you can do anything. What is courage? Courage is the quality of mind or spirit that enables a person to face difficulty, danger, pain without fear. Courage is bravery. I remember as a middle schooler and a high schooler, those moments where you needed courage to open your mouth, to talk to, you know, what at the time you thought was the most beautiful, beautiful girl I'd ever seen. But let's be honest, that's not what I want to talk about today. In fact, if you want to know more about that, you can probably talk to your mom or dad. They would love to tell you how to talk to boys and girls. But as I watched this clip, I was reminded of this idea, this challenge. The moments in my life where I gave God 20 seconds of insane courage to say yes to whatever he had called me to do, to not look back, but to go forward and follow him. You know, as I began to think about it, I remember a moment where I was at this mountain. I was part of this youth group, and when we were there, we did this leadership thing, and we went on this mountain called Chimney Mountain. It's up in the Adirondacks. And I remember we had this quiet time, is what they called it, and you got to go out and to just look out into over the mountains. There was a whole bunch of mountains that you'd look out over. And I remember I was sitting facing this beautiful, beautiful canvas of just mountain peaks and trees. And I remember sitting there and God kind of speaking to me, not audibly, but I just knew it was Him. And I remember Him saying, "Tom, you gotta stop living the selfish life that you're living, and I need you to live for Me, and I want you to go into youth ministry." And I remember sitting there, and it took a lot of courage to say, yes, God, I will. And that wasn't just a one-time thing. That was the first time. And then it was still following after Him, saying yes to Him. And what I knew that He had called me to that day on that mountain. Another time I remember there was this thing every year at our school, up at college, this thing called Spiritual Advancement Week. And this was the first time I had been there. And I had made a lot of mistakes in high school. And my life was full of a lot of regret. And I wasn't letting go of the guilt and the shame that I had felt. It was something that I had just grown accustomed to. Being beat up for things that God had forgiven me for, but I hadn't forgiven myself. And I remember the one Spiritual Advancement Week where I found myself at the front of the stage, and I'm down on my knees, and I'm crying, and I'm praying out to God, and I actually shared with one of the professors there what had happened, and it took courage to share, it took courage to come down, but most importantly, it took courage to walk away and to allow myself to be forgiven. Be forgiven of the shame and the guilt. You know, Christ, He wanted me to be forgiven the entire time, but it was me holding Him back. I remember another time when Grace and I were dating, and we went for a walk out at Houghton College. And we're walking through the woods, and it ended up getting dark, and it was kind of late, and we started, you know, like cuddling, and we were like kissing, and then for a moment we sat down. And don't ever sit down, because it took all of the courage that we had to stand back up and to walk out of there without compromising on our purity, without compromising on the commitment that we had made to God and to each other to remain pure. It took a lot of courage to resist the temptation and to walk away. Remember another time in college, I was reading this book called The Prayer of Jabez, and it's all about like reading through and asking for God to do amazing things in your life, and for Him to just show you amazing things. And I'm reading through this book, and I'm like, God, I want to see You do cool things and everything, and here's my life. And literally the next day, I'm on with this big hill at school, and I'm sitting on the hill. I was snowboarding with a couple neighborhood kids, and I'm talking to this kid about Jesus. And he's like, well, how do you follow Jesus? And for the life of me, I don't know why I didn't share with him, but I didn't. I didn't. I had worked up, I had like been praying, God, show me all these things and do this stuff in my life. But then when the moment was there, I didn't take, and I didn't step out in courage and share with them the hope that I have. That's something that I will regret probably for the rest of my life. I love the advice that Ben gives. Because courage is more than running into a burning building or chasing a villain through the streets. Courage as a Christian in its most tangible form, that means the most reachable thing, is living every moment surrendered to Christ, choosing not to compromise. Are you living a life of courage and strength in your relationship with God? Like I said, what Ben said to Dylan really resonated in my heart. You can do almost anything. 20 seconds of insane courage. What could God do in your life if you gave him 20 seconds of insane courage? Think about the next time that you're on the computer and you're sitting down in front of Facebook and you're about to post a picture that you know probably you shouldn't post, or you're about to say something to somebody that you probably shouldn't say. 20 seconds of insane courage is infinitely better than a lifetime of regret. 20 seconds of bravery over 20 seconds or over a lifetime of regret. You know, Jesus, he's going to call us to do some crazy things, some insane things. And he can be trusted. We must be courageous in our trust. You know, we've all heard of Moses in the Old Testament. And as I was preparing for this, I began to think about the story of leadership when Moses kind of transfers the leadership over to Joshua, and Joshua takes the Israelites into the promised land. Moses has made some mistakes, and God doesn't allow him to go into the promised land. But he sets up Joshua to succeed him, and it's a huge moment in the lives of the Israelites, in the lives of Moses, in the life of Joshua. Joshua is about to be handed like a lot of people, a lot, like hundreds of thousands of people. And they're about to go into the promised land, and he's going to be the leader. I can just imagine him like shaking in his boots. Sandals, they didn't have boots back then. I want to read what it says. Deuteronomy 31, 1 through 8. When Moses had finished giving these instructions to all the people of Israel, he said, "I'm now 120 years old," which is kind of old. "I'm no longer able to lead you. The Lord has told me you will not cross the Jordan River, but the Lord your God himself will cross ahead of you. He will destroy the nations living there, and you will take possession of their land. Joshua will lead you across the river, just as the Lord has promised. The Lord will destroy the nations living in the land, just as he had destroyed Sihon and Og." I can never get these Old Testament names right. "The kings of the Amorites. The Lord will hand over to you the people who live there, and you must deal with them as I have commanded to you. So be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not panic before them. For the Lord your God will personally go ahead of you. He will neither fail you nor abandon you." Then Moses called for Joshua, and as all Israel watched, he said to him, "Be strong and courageous, for you will lead these people into the land that the Lord swore to their ancestors that he would give them. You are the one who will divide it among them as their grants of land. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord will personally go ahead of you. He will be with you. He will neither fail you nor abandon you." See, God is asking Joshua to trust him, that he is who he said he is, and that he's going to do what God said he would do. It's in moments like these where Benjamin and Moses, these instructions to Joshua to stand up and to lead with courage, to not fold under the pressures of the past, but step out into what is next, the next chapter of what God is doing. See, God has amazing plans for Joshua and for the Israelites. And as you read through the New Testament, a lot of it relied on Joshua's stand for courage, his 20 seconds of insane courage to follow God's plan. And moment by moment, you see him following God throughout the Old Testament. He will never leave you or abandon you. In those moments in your life where God is calling you out, it's important to remember he's going with you. He's going with you. There's no valley too low or mountain too high that God cannot climb. He walks you through it all, giving you moments and opportunities to commit to him and his courageous plans wherever he leads. I want you to understand this. If you have something, write this down. He will not lead you where he is not present. He will not lead you where he is not present. I remember another time in my life where it was Missions Week, and I was standing, I was in service, and you know, God just continually kept pouring over my heart, saying, Tom, this mission stuff is cool, but what I really want you to do is I want you to go back to where you're from. I want you to go back to New York. I want you to go back to the United States. And I want you to live for me there. I want you to lead students close to me there. There were times that I doubted him, but moment after moment, he was there leading me through. He was present, is present. Because when I had that opportunity up on the mountain and Chimney Mountain up in the Adirondacks to step out of my old self, my old life, and to live courageously following after his plan, he was present. He was leading. And I went for it. Through your life, you will have moments, you'll have stories to share, where you had the courage to step out and follow God, near or far, in bold 20-second moments of courage. This isn't a one-time thing. You consistently will have to choose to live in Christ's courage, to not slump down in fear, but it's the best choice you could make. Courage over fear. Courage over the unknown. Courage over rejection. Courage in our amazing God and what he is calling you to do. Lord, I pray for each and every person who is here, God, that you would give us insane courage to follow after you, to love you, to trust you. God, that in those moments where we have the choice to follow you or to do our own thing, that God, we would have the courage to follow you. We would have the courage to let go of the things that keep us from following you, that keep us from growing close to you. God, we pray for insane courage. Lord, that we would follow you in everything that we do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.